Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 68 of the World of Coldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of the lazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I will be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happening with the game over the last week, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll be talking a little bit about professionals and how you can utilize alternate characters effectively, both in Classic and BFA. So, but before we dive into that, we'll talk a little bit about my week, of course. And before we talk any details about my week at all, a little caveat that I have been away from Azeroth this entire week. Since from Tuesday morning until Sunday, I was on a honeymoon with my wife, which we delayed from our wedding this summer. So I've been in Zermatt in Switzerland skiing and not doing too much in terms of auction house stuff. So not a particularly interesting week. Now, what I did do is in BFA, I did one repost cycle. And I made 76,000 gold in sales, and nothing of that was BOEs, just like mostly battle pets on one realm where I made 56k, and the rest was just very, very scattered flask sales from flask flipping. So nice that I got the sale finally from the stackables, but overall, a very uneventful week. I did have to spend gold on a token. I will have to spend some more gold on tokens. Because for those of you who follow me on Twitter, as you will know, I have decided, I run a Twitter poll actually to help you decide which class I should use for the upcoming 30 days to a token challenge. And I made three options for three classes that I felt like playing, which was Warlock, Paladin, and Demon Hunter, and Demon Hunter won the poll. So I guess I'll be doing a Demon Hunter. So I'm going to be purchasing a boost and getting ready for the challenge. So I need to boost a Demon Hunter and level it to 120 on a fresh realm. So that's going to be cool. It's going to be on my second account, so I'm going to have to do the challenge without access to flying. I don't even have flying on my main account anyway, but I could have finished farming flying on my main account in a reasonable amount of time. So that's going to be pretty cool. I feel like Demon Hunters maybe are a little too good at farming. Maybe it would have been cooler to do something harder. But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to do that much mob farming anyway. So yeah, it should be fun. I'll let you know when I have a more exact timeline. I'm going to do it as soon as possible, roughly. But when exactly that's going to be, I don't know yet. So let's take a little look at Classic. This week was, of course, quite slow, but I did manage 600 gold in sales, a little over 600 gold, which I essentially got from one day of posting auctions, and I'm already getting quite a bit coming in right now as I've finally reposted my auctions again. If we're looking at my gold right now, I have 507 gold on me, which is pretty cool, and then I have the total value of my auctions is at 3,879 gold, which is almost another 1,000 gold increase in auction house value since last week. So that's pretty great. I didn't even craft that much. I might have crafted some on Monday that I don't really remember, but yeah. Overall, alchemy is, of course, still the main seller. I do have some other things, some materials and some very few BOEs. But yeah, it's still alchemy for sure. I'll be finishing leveling engineering this week. It's at 215 skill level right now. So I'm going to hit 300. And it looks like there are some very interesting recipes there that I'm going to test out for sure already. So hopefully they're as profitable as they look like, or hopefully they're at least profitable. Because there definitely are some opportunities here that I'm going to look into quite heavily. So that's pretty cool. I'm also going to keep leveling my alt, of course, so I can start using professions, which I'll talk more about in the discussion point this week. But before we head to that, we're going to talk a little bit about the game, and we're actually going to talk maybe a little more than a little bit. So in BFA, of course, Nyaloth the Normal and Heroic has been out for about a week, and Mythic is now open as well. And this is, of course, where BoE flipping really starts working. As people get into Mythic, get into hard raids, get into raids where they really want to bump up their item level, and where you actually start getting the secondary set of Heroic and Normal gear, so you get more BoEs coming in, and more BoEs coming in from players who aren't as good at pricing. Now, of course, my usual approach to BoE flipping relies on using pricing data across the entire region. So we need to get a little bit of history on most of these items, so that's going to start coming in soon. When I checked today, there wasn't too much in terms of DB region market pricing, so I couldn't really use my setup, which means that you need to look way more detailed at every item listing to see if it's cheap or not. There were a couple of opportunities, but overall nothing I wanted to risk my capital at. So we'll see. Consumable demand should of course be at its top right now, and any slower players looking to finish their BOP items from their professions will probably also be in a hurry to buy the needed materials. So this is definitely when we will see the last true demand spike for BFA, before things start slowly winding down as we approach Shadowlands. But do take advantage of this last rating tier. Sell as many consumables as you can. Sell as many materials. Now is definitely the time to put in some effort in farming and crafting if you want to do so. And if you're working on your Brutosaur, now is the time to put in work. This is definitely this is going to be the most profitable period for, like, the next couple of weeks until the end of expansion, at least for consumables and endgame focused items. Of course, there are going to be options later on when people are finished with Nyalotha and leveling their alts. You might make more gold with the Uncanny Combatant gear. But what I've found typically has been that it's sold well throughout the patch. So I guess it varies from realm to realm. But yeah, take advantage of the influx of players. There's never as much activity as there is just after a patch. And yeah, go out there, trade with people, sell to them. That's it for BFA. So let's take a little look at Classic. We're now just about 2 weeks out from the launch of Blackwing Lair, which is cool. Of course, with Phase 3 is also coming the Darkmoon Fair. Preparing for Darkmoon Fair is probably the biggest thing you can do. Especially if you want to get any of the items from there. There is, of course, some possibility to also make money, especially near the end of the fair for people who have forgotten and just now need to get their 1,200 tickets for their neck if they're a caster. So definitely be ready to potentially sell or farm those materials. So thorium, if you're a miner, definitely stock up on thorium. Do some runs around the high-level zones. So that's going to be cool. There's also one other pretty large thing you can do for preparation, and that's if you have crafting professions. Because we're getting quite a few new recipes, typically gated behind reputations. So farm Timbermaw Hold and Thorium Brotherhood reputation to get access to the relevant recipes. This is going to be pretty huge, definitely something you should do. Check your profession to see which of these has the most relevant recipes, like the Thorium Brotherhood. You have the Corehound Belt. Timbermaw Hold has the enchant. I think it's the Agility Enchant, if I remember correctly. There are, of course, some other recipes as well. So if you're interested in crafting these, definitely go out and get the reputation now before the patch. Thorium Brotherhood in particular is extremely easy to get. You just need to spend some gold on the materials, whereas Timbermaw Hold actually requires you to grind, so that's going to be a little more time consuming. We will of course now also see the Alterac Valley and PvP changes that Blizzard announced last week go live. So I think the biggest thing is the change to World PvP diminishing returns for honor. And if you are on a PvP realm where you are on the outnumbered faction, I think you're gonna see it's gonna be significantly harder getting materials. I think prices might actually go up on these realms if you're on the outnumbered faction. with increased incentives for ganking, it's just going to be much, much harder for people to go out into the endgame zones and get any of the materials that spawn there. So yeah, I think that the dominant faction will definitely dominate. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the queues for the battlegrounds, if this impacts it and changes the number of gankers out in the world or not. I have no idea how that's going to shake out, but of course it will be different from now, that's for sure. So yeah, it's going to be interesting times in Classic as well. Definitely going to be interesting times around the launch of Blackwing Lair. Now, let's turn our attention to this week's discussion point, and we're going to talk about the value of alts and how you can utilize alts, which is one of the main things you can really scale up your gold making. It's one of the best, I think it's one of the most useful things you can have as a gold maker, is multiple characters that you can utilize for profession slots. You only get 2 crafting professions per character, or 2 professions. So if you have another character at max level, or at the level where they can access at least some parts of the profession ecosystem, you're going to up to double your potential. There is a significant time investment initially. When you want to start up an alt, you need to level it to whatever level you want it at, and you need to level your professions, which is going to take gold. But once the initial setup is done, you can get value with very little continued investment in terms of time, which is great. It's the only way to really get into new markets eventually, because you're going to saturate one profession if you play enough. And maintaining 2 to 3 or 4 professions can be quite easy, especially if you just focus on the highest value recipes. So I would definitely very highly recommend getting alts, and we're going to talk through a couple of different ways you can utilize alts, because there are different level brackets, different professions, and different combinations that you can use to generate gold. And some of them require more time but have more potential rewards, and some of them are, of course, easier and have lesser rewards associated with them. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can use alts in retail first. So in retail, alts are extremely valuable. Because in retail, at least how it is now, there are multiple professions with really good gold-making potential. You have uncanny gear from all of the armor professions, you have prospecting and gem cutting from jewel crafting, and you have enchants from enchanting, and all of these sell really well. You have alchemy and inscription as well, with tons of profitable recipes. Now, of course, the highest value is going to be got from a level 120 character who can access all of the max level recipes and get the rank 3 recipes locked behind reputation and all of that stuff. This is going to take quite a long time to get going, though. The grind for recipes is not horrible, but it is going to take a reasonable amount of time to get there. About 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks after hitting 120 before you get most of the recipes you want. So yeah, there isn't that much to do, though. You just need to do the emissary caches, particularly for the reputations where you have recipes you're looking for. And then you have a decent number of recipes that you can get regardless, stuff like uncanny gear is vendor trained, but the higher ranks do require marks of honor, so you'll have to farm those. But you can do that on any character you want and send over the marks, so once again, it's not prohibitive. Now, there is one other way you can utilize professionals where you focus on the BFA level professions, which do not require you to level all the way to 120, but you can stop at 110. Because level 110 is when you get access to learning the BFA crafting professions. And there are some things you can do really well, actually, without getting access to the max level recipes, which are typically gated behind reputation. Now, some of the things you can do is you can prospect ore at skill level 1, so if this is really profitable in your realm, you can do that really easily. Just prospect tons of Osmanite ore, and you can potentially make a large amount of gold doing that on a level 110 character. Another way you can utilize a level 110 is to have tailoring and leatherworking on it. and then you use that to craft tons of bracers for Expulsum. This is, of course, primarily useful if your main has some armor crafting profession like blacksmithing to utilize the Expulsum. Or if you have enchanting on your main with the Tool of the Trade, you can use this to do the enchanting shuffle. You can also potentially learn inscription to mill if the pigments or inks sell for more than the herbs, but I haven't tried this. So this is just something that I've essentially theory crafted, but it may be a possibility. So all of these are some cool ways you can utilize an alt. Like, I would personally lean towards getting a full level 120 alt and getting as many recipes as possible. And this is also going to set you up for success in Shadowlands, where we're going to continue doing this strategy, or I would definitely suggest doing that. So it's by far the best way to utilize alts, but the other ways are also fine. Now, there is one more way you can use that is even easier, and that is if you have a semi-leveled alt, which needs to be at least level 90, then there are plenty of old world recipes you can make money off. One very simple staple is to just have them alchemy engineering, and then you do the daily transmute, usually living steel, or Pyrium bars can also be profitable. And then you also get the recipe for Jarred's energy source for engineering, and you do that every day as well. And then in 30 days, you'll have enough materials to craft a Sky Golem, and you'll have a couple of living steel left over as well. And that's usually quite very low effort and a decent profit, and decent way to spend your character slots. There are also, of course, a ton of other recipes you can get at lower levels. Lots of crafted transmog mounts and stuff like that, so look into that as well. Now let's turn our attention to what you can do in Classic. So in Classic there are some differences, of course. But what's interesting is you can level your professions to the maximum skill level of 300 if the character is at least level 35. So this will let you learn any recipe you can obtain. But there are going to be a decent number of recipes that you won't be able to obtain on a level 35. This includes most of the BOP recipes that are locked behind professions, no reputations, I mean, or drops from bosses or stuff like that. But there's a pretty large number of recipes that are tradable because they are either limited supply vendor recipes or just world drops or boss drops, and they are tradable. So you can do that. So if you want to do a pure level 35 profession alt, then you'll be limited to recipes that you can trade with other people. Now, one of the best professions to do this with is the alchemists. There are so many good alchemy recipes that you can sell on the auction house. A lot of them are not particularly expensive either, and some of them are expensive, but most of them are really good. So the tradable recipes include like all of the greater protection potions, most of the useful elixirs like Elixir of the Mongoose, all of the flasks, and there are even some transmutes you can get. You can get Transmute Arcanite or Life to Earth or potentially Undeath to Water, which is really expensive and probably not a good idea to buy. So this is definitely, if you don't have it on your main, I would 100% get alchemy on a level 35 profession alt. Now, for a second one, you can go with many different. Tailoring is an easy one just for the Mooncloth recipe, which is a daily, or actually a 4-day cooldown. So that's going to help you generate some easy gold. And it also has some recipes that are tradable that are okay, like the Frostweave stuff, and bags are also potentially good money makers. So for blacksmithing and leatherworking, most of the really good recipes are gated behind high-level content. And so I wouldn't go for those on a level 35, but there are options for both of them to make gold at level 35 as well. And then for enchanting, you can both do disenchants, and you can also potentially sell enchants that have tradable recipes. But you need to be logged in on the character to get sales. So I definitely lean towards preferring to have enchanting on my main. But it is possible to do it on an alt. And then, of course, lastly, you have the the highest value you can do, which is to get a max level alt. Get to level 60, start farming reputations and bosses for the very useful BOP recipes. And this is, of course, going to take quite a bit of time. But once again, once the initial grind is done, then you can really reap the rewards. And getting this, doing this as soon as possible is, of course, the best way to go about it. I'm not going to tell you to level an alt to 60 just for professions, but if you want to maximize your gold potential, then I would always think that having all of the crafting professions available at max is an advantage. There are quite a few recipes that you can get fairly easily, and then there are some that are much harder to get, but you can still always craft pre-raid best-in-slot items, sell twink bracket items will sell. There's a huge number of items that will sell for most professions. So do look into them all and do it on your main as well. But getting an alt to craft them will be an advantage and will just help you push through your competition. Getting more professions is also, of course, one of the only ways you can increase the number of items you have for sale and the value on the auction house. Adding items from a different profession will give you something that you would never have gotten in your portfolio otherwise, and it's going to make it significantly harder for people to just outcompete you on activity, because then they'll have to have the other profession as well. So getting and leveling alts is definitely a huge advantage as a gold maker, and I'd advise you to do it. And it also lets you test more profession stuff, which is really fun, at least in my opinion. Now, that's going to be it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.